W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
Radio tested.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Radio tested. Radio tested.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KFA EZQ listening. Any WCB, it's Kate Whitey.
KAYU, this is NAWCB. Hi, how's it going today there, David? I like that video you sent there of Port Austin sunset there on the lake and the beach. That looks pretty good, but I guess back to reality, something to think about. But how was work today? It hopefully went a little slower for you.
It was busier than busy, but we made it through and going home now.
Yes, and halfway through the long weekend for you as well. So happy about that. Some beautiful weather, maybe able to enjoy some evening activity outside or at least with the family.
that's for sure. Hopefully, looking forward to being home. It's been a long couple of days, so looking forward to tonight. I went home and I crashed. I was tired last night.
Yeah, I bet, there. Probably stayed awake long enough for the net, and probably that was it for you there. And, of course, good sleep and weather, just really enjoying these warmer days. Yet it doesn't stay warm too long. It cools off for nighttime. Good sleep and weather.
Yeah, for sure. Sure, it's been really nice. Hey, question for you. How's my audio?
It's pretty good. You got a good signal. Your audio's pretty good. I think it's a little bit more volume than the last couple of times I've talked to you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I've got a mess with a couple of things on this radio, so got to turn the gain up a little bit, but I'm going to wait for a program to do that. So.
Okay. I heard something or I was reading something that you had your Yaesu a Fusion up for sale. Were you able to sell it? Is that there? Are you using another radio now?
Yeah, I had to sell it, unfortunately. Had to do some adult stuff, unfortunately. But yeah, I have another radio I'm using. Got a Kenwood I'm using right now. It's actually pretty nice. It was an old ambulance radio. And not too bad.
No, it's not. That's great. I was kind of wondering that. I got you on the reasoning for it there. But hey, Kenwood, that's not a bad way to go. And I think it's a little tweak in the audio, but other than that, I think it sounds like I say. The other day or yesterday or something, it seemed like it was a little bit, the audio was down, but I think it sounds better today.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to get the Kenwood programming system to access it and change the on the hand mic, but once that's done, it should fix it, and we'll be back in business. I was telling Leo, I'm like, I never understood, you know, when I was a little kid, why he sold the Impala, and now I understand, and I understand how it felt.
Yeah, that's it. I hated to sell that car, but unfortunately something else, another repair happened, and we had to, get rid of it, and it was the easiest thing to do. So, I definitely get you. I can empathize there with you on that one. But hopefully, you'll be able to something. Get a little bit of extra come in or come across a deal and, pick up another one or something similar to it.
Yeah, I've got my eyes on a Motorola. What I'm going to do is I'm going to keep this one in the car and then I'm going to get another one, but it's going to be UHF EMR.
NAWCB. Yeah, okay, that'd be a good thing. Kind of promoting yourself there, getting a little bit more Yaesu, ICOM, now getting up into the Kenwoods, and Motorola's, that's, again, not the bad radios to go with, and you know, specific usages for them. Hope things work out for you. I'm sure they will.
Yeah, it's just now waiting on the extra cash to come in, and I'll reach out to Wally and have him help me out with the with which Motorola to pick, and then I got to get a second antenna for the top of the roof.
Okay. That sounds good. Well, look, I guess looking at it this way, you had the Yaesu there, the Fusion, and a need come up, and you were able to sell it and take care of it. So I guess it kind of worked out in light of those things.
Yeah, it did, and it was the bill that needed to be paid, and so, it helped, and, it is what it is, I guess, as an adult, and, family man, it's, being willing to make those sacrifices, and, not forever, but it's got to wait for some extra cash.
I gotcha. We've definitely had to do that. I know I've done it, and Mom was talking about even the electric piano she had to sell off there. It's, like I say, it's not something that you want to do, but like you say, it's just priorities. It's a dull thing, like you say. Definitely there, and always to be.
Yeah, and it went to a new ham, so that it helped him out. He got a new radio, and so he got another ham, a base station. So.
Well, hey, it's going to a good home, and someone's going to enjoy it and use it, and that's the good thing with it. It's not going to collect dust, so to speak, someone's going to enjoy using it and the features on it, and that's a win-win right there.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, for sure. So I'll have to show you this radio. It's pretty cool. It's got a forward-facing speaker, so the sound doesn't go under my legs, but it actually goes forward. So, it works pretty well. I like the radio. It's not a bad little radio.
Excellent. Good. Well, I'm glad. I take it it's used, and that's okay. Again, it's like I said, it sounds good, and it's a good name brand, and sometimes those work out pretty good. Just hearing some of the guys that are out there, picking up a used bargain or used radio, and it works out well for them. It works, does the job, it's good performance, and easy to use. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's in good shape. It's pretty nice. I like it. Like I said, it's gotta make some adjustments to it, but. We'll get it there.
I don't think you're going to have to make a whole lot. Maybe just tweaking the modulation a little bit there. I mean, you've got no notable signal loss as you've gone north. Of course, course, you know, it helps to have the Richmond site, the two that kind of helps out. But, no, your signal is good all the way north there. So, yeah, I think it's great. And, you know, again, Kenwood is a great radio. The features and performance, and again, just the name, the quality of the radio, absolutely, I think it's, I'm glad you were able to, you know, acquire that, or borrowing it, or whatever.
Yeah, I'm thankful for it, so it'll do, and if we get the other one in the car, then we'll go from there. This one right now is just VHF only, but that's not bad. Like I said, I go with the one that I want. The other is the Motorola. That's UHF, so I'll keep this one in the car and then just add them to the UHF DMR somewhere else in the car.
Yeah, that's it, sometimes, watching someone the other night, just a simple 2-meter rig, instead of a, multi-band radio or dual band, sometimes it works. Yeah, you've got two of them, two microphones, two units, probably two antennas and that, but, again, it works out nice, and it's, unless you're using DMR or you're having to switch up to UHF, it's just basically with, especially with these that, you use your ARPSC, it does the job there for you.
Yeah, it does. And I don't lose power. It's still about 50 watts, so still putting out the same amount of power as my other radio one did. It's a nice thing with the car. It works pretty well. And like pretty big, but that's right.
That's all right. Like I say, sound good, and as long as it works, that's it right there. That's a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. What did you guys end up doing today?
Well, I enjoyed sitting outside a little bit. I worked on leaves. Dissertation some more. I think I've only got about 8 more pages to do, but worked on that a bit. I was going to do some, trying to make some calls there by radio today, but I guess I'm glad I didn't, because there was a garbage truck that was just beside the house, just idling, and it's like, well, trying to carry on a CISO or trying to listen would have been fruitless, so I'm glad how it worked out. It just gave me some extra time to work on that dissertation. But other than that, we've just kind of enjoyed the day and enjoyed the weather and kind of enjoying the lack of yard work and kind of the break from everything.
Nice. Sounds good. Sounds like a nice day. The weather was beautiful. It's been outside. So probably get a good day.
NHWCB, yes, definitely. It's been nice, and it's been nice, like I say, just to get a break. We really could use some rain, but I'm glad. A lot of the stuff is done. It's just now getting in, starting to get into the fall mode. We got a few leaves that are starting to fall a little bit in the yard. Trees are turning a little bit over here, but in some spots, but like I say, at least it's warm and at least able to enjoy some of the outdoors. We had a barbecue earlier this week, and we'll definitely enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, because when it's getting a little bit later into the season, I'm sure it's going to start snowing. I heard that we're supposed to get an early snow.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I really kind of wonder with some of the leaves, especially besides the street beside the house here. They're turning a little bit earlier. Usually, it's a little bit later that they start falling. It's not a lot, but you start to see some trees turn in this area. And really, I'm like you. I kind of wonder if we're not going to see an early winter or earlier colder temperatures. But it's Michigan, I guess. Blink and it'll be different tomorrow, I suppose.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. I don't like the weather, just blink and it changes. But anyway, so well, Ben, I am home. I'm going to head in here and get some dinner. I think we're having pizza tonight, so it's going to be good. But you guys enjoy your evening. I appreciate you coming north with me and the good conversation. Hopefully you guys have a good night. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Yes, I concur there. Definitely enjoyed the conversation tonight. And thanks for the ride along, and again for the video. Definitely one of these days got to get back up to Fort Austin. But anyway, glad you're halfway through also, and I'm not sure what we're having tonight. But you guys enjoy that pizza and enjoy your evening with your family. Get some rest tonight. Tell everyone hello. 73, you've been meeting you with the family. Talk to you later down the page. NAWCB is clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73, Dan, 88, you and Mom. K8YNU, clear.
KB8OOE.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
WAJ Whiskey A Juliet Charlie, listening.
How's it going, John? KB8RBP.
Oh, really working some DX here, aren't I? How are you doing?
I'm,
Osmond is gaining 20 meters. Haven't talked to anybody yet, but it's when I first got it back, I couldn't understand anybody. I finally figured out the tone control was off a little bit, so we got that straightened out. So what have you been up to? This is W8JC.
Not sure if somebody else was in there or not. I heard just almost like they didn't have the tone on or something. I worked all day till 4, and then I got the lawn mowed. Wife and I got something to eat, and then I went and got some money out of the bank, gassed the car up, got the car washed. We're going to head down to Cedar Point tomorrow with the rest of the kids and grandkids. So that'll be fun. They're doing a special Halloween thing tomorrow. So haven't been to Cedar Point in years and years and years, so that'll be fun. Yeah, all the dials on the front of the radio were all turned to the far left, I believe, because I had to take all the knobs off. So when I put all the knobs back on, I had to line them up with the hash marks, and I just completely turned them all to the left, lined it up with the dial there marks, and put them on. So everything was out of whack, I'm sure.
Yeah, I see that. Well, it may be one or two of them still all the way to the left. I don't know. But it is what it is. Cedar Point, yeah, I haven't been there, I don't know, 50 years probably. But, well, it is what it is. And I think we're going south here this coming winter. Not for certain, but we'll find out. This is W8JC.
Well, that'll be nice. I've always said in a perfect world, you'd live in Michigan during the summer and Florida or Tennessee or Arizona or something in the wintertime. All day long, I'm calling people, remoting into their computers and fixing different things, and they're all over the country. Call center agents for my company, they talk to patients, do refills, set up their new prescription cards, or change doctors, or whatever they need done. And if they have a problem, then I fix it for them, and I talk to people in every state in the union. And all the ones that I talked to in the Southwest, like Vegas, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, always tell me how hot it is. So I wouldn't want to be there. Even Florida, they've been saying how hot and humid it is. Wouldn't want to be there in the summertime, but it sure is nice in the winter to get away from the snow if you can. KB8RVP.
Yeah, well, after I retired, we bought a house in the Villages in Florida. That would have been about 2001. And we were there for 5 years, I guess, and sold it and built a bigger house outside the Villages on where they'd taken a farm and divided it up into 2 to 3.5 acre parcels. And built a real nice house there, but my spouse ended up with that. I bought a third house down there, but the problem with it was there was only one house close to it, and I was up here in the summer, and this guy lived in New York, so there was nobody there. So one time I took the compressor unit to my air conditioner and took it apart piece by piece. It turned out to be, I'm told, $15 worth of copper in it. It took them several hours to do this. So the insurance company wasn't too thrilled about that, so I sold that one too. And I've been there a couple, three times since then, but I haven't been down there in 2-3 years now. But the XPL here seems to think we should go down there, so the chances are we probably will. It's WAJC.
I don't know if you get on YouTube much, but just about every place, every city, every place in the country, in the world, is on YouTube. If you want to take a tour of Greece, or you want to see somebody take you a tour around the villages, or you want to have people get really down to the cost of living in the villages, there's people that have videos on all that stuff, and I've watched some of them on the villages, how much it costs them to live there, the fees for maintenance, and fees for the how much it costs to golf, if you want to golf, and different groups you can get into, and they break everything down. Pretty interesting. Well, it looks pretty expensive to get into that down there. KB8RVP.
Well, they do kind of hit you with that. There's an amenities fee. You got to play every month so you can play free golf. Never did quite figure out that. But when we built down there, which was about 25 years ago now, the house we built was $100,000, and it probably goes for closer to $300,000 now. So, like everything else, up, 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 up. And, well, I don't know. The older I get, the less enthusiasm I have for going back and forth. I don't like to fly down there, and I don't like to drive down there either. So, you're going to have to do either one or the other, unless you want to walk. We'll see what happens, Ms. W.A.K.C.
Yeah, for most of my life going to Florida, I've always driven. We've even rented a car a couple times from Bishop Airport. Patty's son, Dylan, has been in the service down there. He's in the Air National Guard. He signed up for 6 years, and then he signed up for six more. We go down and stay with him, go down and visit. At first, he was living with his uncle. We go down and stay with Patty's brother down there. Then he got an apartment, and then he rented a house, got a girlfriend, had a baby. So we got a 4-year-old grandson out of that. But we always drove down. And I had to fly for work to New York, and I had to fly to Chicago. I had to fly up to the UP for work, and I started flying, and I started getting airline miles, and I signed up for an American Airlines credit card, and it got so we would start flying, and we'd get enough points that we could go down for 10, 12 days and get a rental car for free with just with our points. You can use them to fly. You can all different kinds of discounts on hotels. We just used it on the rental car. We'd pay for the flight down. Well, then we started getting enough miles and points where Patty could fly for $99 and I'd pay regular fare, and then we get the rental car with our points. So we just been flying all the time to go back and forth. That works out really nice. And if you have the American Airlines credit card and you fly on American Airlines, you get free check bags. You get the free check bag. I get a free check bag. It's usually $30. So you can really save if you get into that point system and credit card.
Yeah, and my mic button got stuck there. I've never done that, but I know of people that have, and it seems to work out okay. But, I don't know, I've driven down there several times, flew down there several times. When I was younger, I guess, sometimes it would, I drive in 2 days, stay in the middle of Tennessee overnight, but that's really... And you're doing this in the winter, you know, when it gets dark at 5 o'clock. So my normal method was to take 3 days to get there. And then, of course, it depends on where you're going to be in Florida, too. And where I was, just was just about the middle. So, but it is what it is. So, back to you. This is WAJC.
Yeah, when I was in high school and I started driving, went down a couple times and drove straight through. It's not too bad when you're young. The problem is if you drive straight through, you got to sleep at some time. If you got somebody else that'll drive with you, then you can take turns taking a nap and keep driving. The last time we did the straight through, Patty was riding and I was driving, and I made it to Ohio, and I think it was Toledo, and it was dark. I started seeing things that weren't there. I woke her up and said, well, either you can take over driving or I'm going to park and take a nap because I'm done. But yeah, as you get older, it seems like one day turns into 2 days, and then 2 days turns into 3 days. But that's not bad if you have a nice hotel. Most of the time, if we stop, we just stop, sleep for like 5 or 6 hours, and get right back on the road. 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, we're back going again. KB8RBP.
Yep, I hear you. Well, like I've always said, I'd rather just go to sleep than when I wake up and where I want to be, but that doesn't work out too well. So, I guess I'm going back to being a volunteer examiner here shortly with the Genesee County Radio Club, where they give the tests only about 2.5 miles north of me on the same road, and we have to make a turn. But I used to do that back in the 90s. When Roy Winningham was the coordinator, but of course he's no longer with us, so that kind of fell apart, and Genesee County Radio Club does it now on the, first Tuesday of the month, so we'll see how that goes. And of course, got projects here all over the place. Been running an underground electrical service. Out to my barn. I got the cable in the ground, but I don't have it hooked up on either end. So I'm trying to take care of that. I got 2 or 3 projects going simultaneously. When you do that, you don't make much progress on any of them. And, well, is what it is. It's WAJC.
So my sister-in-law does. We call it squirrel when we used to have a dog. If we said, there's a squirrel, he'd run to the window and kept going, looking, running around looking for the squirrel. Grabs his attention. My sister-in-law, if she's working on the bathroom, and she walks by the kitchen, it's like, squirrel. She's, oh my gosh, the wallpaper's peeling off. I better start peeling that off and get that fixed. And then, oh shoot, I was in the bathroom working on something. And then she walks downstairs to go get something, and she walks by the washer and dryer and says, oh shoot, I gotta get the laundry going. She never finishes anything. She's always playing squirrel.
Well, that way you always have something to do, no matter what. But, well, I keep busy. I had some tests taken yesterday. Yesterday? No, the day before. down in, well, it's where Highway, where 96 and Highway 5 cross. Was it Bloomington? No, not Bloomington. Well, I don't know. Ran a scope down my esophagus. Said there's nothing there, so I guess that's good. No news is good news. So, back to you, WAJC.
Yep, well, there's still people in their upper age limits there doing good things, still working. Yesterday, I went into the bedroom for a minute. I was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I looked at the walls like, what the heck? There were flying ants all over the wall, all around the window. They were coming in around the window casing. This happened back in 2017, and we called a gentleman. He lives over by Holly. He's an exterminator. He uses all natural chemicals. The one that he uses is made out of what the heck is it? Chrysanthemum flowers. It kills them dead. He found where they were coming in outside, and he sprayed some other stuff on that outside. And the ants, the flying ants, are gone. I must have vacuumed up a couple hundred. And as soon as the sun went down, they were gone. But what I was going to say is he is 82 years old. I asked him when he's going to retire, because he was here back in 2017, and he was getting up there back then, and he said, I don't know. He said, I like what I do, so I'm just going to keep doing it. KB8RVP, back to you, Jim.
Well, I turned 82. I'm not sure how that happened. Seems to me like I just retired 2 or 3 years ago, but actually it's 25 years. And so, I don't know. I just do what I want to do. And some days I don't do anything. But there's always something here to do. We've been slowly but surely making the lower level of the house into a, I don't know, I guess it's called banquet room or something like that. There is a full bath down there. And, we've had things at Christmas where we had 35 people here. It didn't seem to be too crowded. And 2 years ago, I built this 30 by 40 pole barn behind the house. And I've been running a couple of extension cords out there to get lights in. And, well, it works, but sometimes when, especially if it rains, and the extension cords you're using get wet, well, they take the ground fault interrupter that's in the basement. So, that's about the worst thing that happens. And I put up a fan out there in the wall way at the top. It's about, I don't know, 15 feet off the ground. Keep the hot air out there in the winter. I bought another one and put it here in the house up in the attic. And because it can get pretty warm in those areas during the summer. If you got air conditioning, I don't have air conditioning in the pole right here in the house. And it can get a little expensive if it's running all the time. So, well, those are a couple of projects. Always got something. Never go a moment. It's WAJC.
There is always stuff to be done. Like I was telling you, I do all my own car work, so I try to get everything done. If I need to change the transmission fluid, or I need to work on brakes, coolant, two of our cars are direct injection GDI engines. All the previous cars were always port injection. The fuel sprayed on the valves and got sucked into the cylinders. Now all these new cars that are turbocharged and direct injection, the fuel sprays directly into the cylinder at high pressure. There's a low pressure pump in the tank that's like 60 PSI, and then there's a high pressure fuel pump that runs off the cam, and that can be 1,000 PSI or more. So now a lot of these cars, when you start getting 70,000, 80,000 miles on them, all the valves start to get all gummed up because of the positive crankcase ventilation, the PCV system. It recirculates unburned fuel, and it gums up the valves. So every so many thousand miles, I take the intake off. I clean all the valves, rotate the engine over. I got a scope where I can look down with a camera on my phone while I'm turning the engine over and close the valves, clean those two, do the next one, the next one, the next one. So I do that kind of stuff. Keep the tractor running, keep the lawnmowers running, keep the snowblower running. So, and then, like I was telling you, I do the work on Taylor and Dana's car, our son and daughter-in-law, and Dylan and Caitlin. I help Caitlin with her car. Patty's nephew, Matt, I've spent 4 or 5 hours helping him work on his car. So I'm always keeping busy, plus the neighbor next door, her husband passed away, so I keep the blade sharp on her lawnmower, tune it up in the spring, change the oil for her, so kind of the local mechanic. Back to you, KB8RBP.
Penetrating the bay line.
Okay. Well, now that you bring that up, if you wanted to, you stop by here on your way home from work someday and give me your expert opinion on this one car I've got that's leaking. I think it's an antifreeze, but I'm not sure. And it's down low to where I can't see it from the top of the engine. And at this age, getting down on the ground underneath isn't really a good idea, because then you play hell game back up. But I know it's not engine oil, and I know it's not transmission fluid, so that doesn't leave a whole lot. I suspect there's something in the antifreeze or water system that's leaking, because it's leaked out on my driveway, and then a couple of days it disappeared. You know, if you dump oil on cement, it won't disappear, or even transmission fluid, it normally won't disappear. It just sits there. But this stuff here, I think it's a mixture of water and antifreeze, but I don't know for sure. Well, like I said, you wanted to swing by here on your way home from work and spend 5 minutes to give your expert opinion, I wouldn't complain too much. It's WHJC.
Penetrating the bay like no one.
Well, the days of going into the office have come down to maybe 6, 7, 8 times a year. I get to work from home. I got a full setup here at home. So does Patty. We both work from home. Two different companies, but we're workmates nevertheless. The last time I was in the office was probably in June, May or June. I don't support the Flint office at all anymore. The only reason I go in is to keep my access to the building, because I've used it if the power goes out or our internet goes out, we have an outage or something, I can go work in the office. She can go to Grand Blanc to her office. One of the guys started up a thing the last Friday of the month. All the old diplomat employees, the IT employees get together in Flint, but that kind of throws a kibosh in it during the summer. Somebody's on vacation, somebody's going camping, somebody can't make it. I couldn't make it this time. So we're going to try for next month. Well, you know, if you've got the air conditioning on, obviously you're going to have water on the ground.
But that usually evaporates a lot faster than a couple of days. Even antifreeze, I guess it would evaporate over time, because it's usually about 50% water. What kind of car is it, and what year is it? Is it new?
Penetrating the bay like no one.
Oh, forgot that you said you were working from home all the time. I think the whole world's doing that now. No, it's not air conditioning, because this doesn't have air conditioning. The only place you would get air conditioning is if you roll the windows down. And this car is older than you are. It's a 1955 Packard. And I've driven it out to Fenton a couple times. You can drive it, okay, but then eventually you after it warms up, you dump something in the ground, and that doesn't work. You know, it's not going to work real well. But my problem is, if I get down there underneath it, to see, getting back up is at this stage of the game is not an easy task. So I've got two artificial knees, which don't help any either. So, well, here's what it is. But, I bought this thing about a month ago, and I've driven it around, and it drives good and all that good stuff. But we also obviously have a leak. If I were to guess, and this is just a guess, I would think it might be something with the water pump, but I don't know because I can't see it. Well, so, like I say, it is what it is. It's WAGC.
In the 90s and 2000s, a lot of the water pumps on a lot of the cars had a little leak hole. That's how you can tell that the water pumps start to go bad.
Creating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater.
Some get a whole static on the frequency on your last transmission, and I don't know why. Almost sounds like it was somebody else trying to transmit at the same time. But try it again if you would. WHJC.
Yeah, I'm walking around the house. I probably got in a bad spot. I made sandwiches and got those packed up some fruit. Got a salad and dressing and cheese and stuff put together. Kate might be coming home with us, so I put the car seat in the car because they have, once it gets dark, they have more Halloween things starting up. So the younger group might stay late and we might be bringing Cade home, so I got snacks and fruit and apple and chips and stuff for him and to snack on till he falls asleep, juice. So I'm walking around packing stuff. I was just saying, I know in like the 90s, 2000s, a lot of the cars had a weep hole on the water pump, and if the water pump was starting to go bad, you'd start getting coolant coming out that little weep hole, and then you knew it was time to change the water pump. But I don't know, back in the 55. KB8RVP.
Penetrating the bay like no one.
Yeah, a lot better that time. Well, that could be the situation here. But this is a 55 Packard. I think 1956 was the last one they built in Detroit. And then merged with Studebaker, and for 2 years they built cars in South Bend, Indiana. And the Packard, those last 2 years, say, of 57 and 58, I believe, they were just Studebakers with some different trim and different chrome and whatever. And after that, why, they threw in the towel. Of course, during that period, there was a lot of car companies in this country that didn't survive. And, well, it's what it is. Well, I think I'm going to take 73 here. Just listening around a little bit. This thing is working. Get the repeater in here, 40 dB over 9, so that's not too shabby. And all I got here is a whip antenna inside the room, so you have an outdoor antenna. But it needs to be working good. So if you get around this way, well, let me know. And we'll be talking to you later. This is WAJC, 73.
Yep, I just got a new phone, and I had to swap everything over to the new phone. It's pretty automated now, but I was looking at the pictures I had, if I needed the last few pictures, and I had pictures of that new dial that I put in, the new VFO, and how I soldered all the connectors, and then put the shrink wrap tubing over them, and heated it up, and so nothing will short out, everything snug as a bug in a rug in there. Glad it's working. I didn't have a way to test it. I just took it apart, put it back together, and crossed my fingers. It all went together easier than it came apart, that's for sure. It was quite a task getting that thing open, as you saw. When you look down in the front of that radio, just trying to get to that dial, the back side of it. Nice talking to you, John. Enjoy your weekend. We'll say 73. KB8RBP, I'll be clear.
Yeah, I got the VFO encoder right there.
Hey, you can hear listening.
Well, I sat on the table here when I got home. He's still sitting there. I guess probably isn't much good for anything else. Yeah, we'll talk to you later. Be good if you can. It's WAJC.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WAJCMN repeater in Guilford.
Victor Echo 3, Golf, X-ray Kilo, I'm listening.
Victor 3 station, this is Mike, Kilo Bravo 8, Romeo Victor Papa. I just got time to say hi to you. I'm going to sit down and relax for a few minutes. We're going to bed in about an hour, and haven't sat down since I got done working at 4 o'clock. So, I don't know if you heard me telling John, but we've been going down the list. We're going to Cedar Point in Ohio tomorrow from Michigan, and been packing sandwiches, getting the car ready, putting car seats in, took the car to the car wash, had dinner, mowed the lawn, and about ready to sit down and take a load off for a few minutes before I go to bed. But name here is Mike. Nice hearing you out there.
All right, the call here is Victor Echo 3, Golf, X-ray Kilo. The name is Jeff, located the outskirts of Sarnia, Ontario, in Brightgrove.
That's awesome, Jeff. You're making a great trip. I don't know which repeater you're going into. We have several repeaters linked into this network all around Michigan. We got them in Lansing, Michigan, Fenton, Michigan. Got one up by the bridge. Mackinac Bridge, we got Bay City, Lapeer, Lansing, and there's a few more. But, yeah, it's coming in nice and clear, nice hearing you out there. Hope you enjoy your weekend. We'll listen out for your final. 7-3, KB8RVP.
Well, I'm coming through the Lapeer frequency, 146.620, if that sounds familiar. And I just thought I'd give it a try and get in there and see if I was getting how clear the signal was. As you guys were pretty clear coming in, coming on across the water this way here to Sarnia.
Yep, nice and clear. 5x5, no problem. Maybe somebody else will come back to you and get a chance to talk to you and check in there. Yeah, nice hearing you out there. Jump in again. Don't know if there's a band opening or if you got a beam pointing towards Lapeer, but coming in, making a real good trip. 7-3, KB8RVP. I'll be clear.
It's most likely a band opening. I got running 50 watts. My antenna's a diamond, and that's outdoors. It's up 35 feet, so that might explain it. Okay, well, I'll say 7-3, and I'll be listening, I guess.
T-O-T-D-I-S. Lapeer, VHF, disconnected. VHF hub, connected to Guilford 3-1. VHF hub, connected to Saginaw 3-3. VHF hub, connected to Mount Clemens, VHF. T-O-T-D-I-S. VHF hub, connected to Guilford 3-1. VHF hub, connected to Saginaw 3-3.